Hey, welcome back to another Vodka Friday.
And this is part two.
This is a part. Yeah, this is part two.
It is part two. If anybody remembers last week, we did things you should do in your 20s.
Yeah.
We didn't agree with all of them. In fact, we just thought, fuck it, do whatever you want. Who cares? Yeah. It doesn't matter in
Live
your 20s.
Your 20.
Whoever wrote that was that stupid.
Far, I can't remember that far along anyway.
Right. Who said the internet was right, okay?
There was no internet in our 20s, though.
No, but that.
Thank God, can you imagine?
Google was created the year I was born. Right?
Really?
Yes. The year I was born.
The year is born?
1998.
Gee, that's when the internet came out?
Google. I don't know about
Google
the internet.
Google.
Don't you remember the internet when you had to dial up and it took forever?
Yep.
Yes. Yes. Everything was dial up then.
Yeah, I know.
And it would be, and then you hear that. And it would take forever. And in order to get the computer to do anything, you had to program it.
Yeah. So like Jamaican music on fire.
Oh my God. Like, and then computers were the size of a room. Yeah. My ex and I lived in the country, so we were on that.
No, we were on that
forever.
But I remember my first computer was the Commodore VIC 24. I think it was called.
Yeah.
24. It was the VIC 20. VIC 20. It was the VIC 20. No, it was a keyboard that was like about 2 inches thick,
right?
And it hooked up to a little TV. Like it was a TV, but it was only a black and white TV. And I remember my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, they were kind of the yuppie couple, lived out in Vancouver, and they had their shit together, and they're kind
like
of
me,
you, Jeff,
yeah. Like me.
And they came home when we
in the last 6 weeks.
And we thought, oh, we were so cool because we have a computer. You guys may live in Vancouver, but we have a computer.
It's all your friends 20. Come over. Yeah, computer.
And it had a cassette deck that you had to put a cassette tape in to play games.
Oh, my God.
The floppy disk.
My dad had an uncle that lived in California.
It's unbelievable, eh?
And if I were ever going to talk to my dad, he said to me, he goes, if I had some near misses in my life. So the first thing my uncle called him, he wanted to know if he wanted to invest in car air conditioners. My dad goes, car air conditioners,
that'll never fly.
Nobody will ever pay for that. Mistake number one.
Right.
Mistake number two was he called him and he goes, hey, there's this computer thing we're getting into. Are you interested in investing some money? Nobody's going to have a home computer. That's not going to work. He sold the company. His kids, I think, took it over or whatever, like my dad's cousins or whatever. And they sold it in the, I'm going to say, early 90s for $400 million.
Can we go there and do the podcast?
Well, we didn't really.
Did they like
I mean,
us?
He knew his cousins. They loved my
Well,
my
who
aunt
doesn't love
me?
You, my God.
Absolutely.
Not you, Dad. God.
Right.
No, I think, is that the one I met?
No.
I met the
Those
one.
Are my pretend aunt and uncle.
Oh, okay.
And I love her. Fake, she's fantastic.
Fake relatives.
Fake relatives, yeah. Pretend.
I like that.
I want a pretend
relatives.
Husband.
Hey.
I want a fake marriage and a pretend husband.
I'm not doing it. Quit looking at me.
It might work.
A fake husband. So what's okay. he gonna? What is the duties of this fake
husband? He could be my
husband?
Pretend husband.
I well, hold on. What are my duties?
Why don't you go online?
I'd like to introduce you to my pretend husband.
Have you seen the movie Holiday?
No.
Okay, it's pretty cute, actually.
Oh, Holiday with Cameron.
Holiday date.
Holiday.
Oh, no.
So this girl's Emma going Roberts. Home for Christmas, and she decides to basically rent a guy to bring her, that's her date, right? It actually is a pretty funny movie.
Donna, just know if you're ever in that predicament, you call on the service.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, so we should say
I
who's around the table before we get going.
Oh, we should.
So we got Rita here.
Obviously, we can hear Rita. I'm the loudest.
We're going to try and tone Rita down.
It's never going to happen. Many have tried. Nobody succeeded.
So we got me, Dave. We got Jeff beside me. And beside Jeff, we have the beautiful. Who do we have, Jeff?
Me.
Oh,
he heard beautiful.
Who's beside you?
Tired, Donna. She's
the not so loud.
She's
Donna. And Donna's.
I'm trying really hard to project.
She's like vanilla ice cream, folks. She goes with everything.
Donna has
so
brought
nice.
Her lovely spawn.
Where when we say vanilla, we Sloan. Mean it completely yeah. differently. Sloan, yes, yeah, Sloan's lovely.
Yeah, lovely spawn.
The spawn of Donna.
She's
spawn
a fawn.
Of Donna.
Fawn of
the
Donna.
Fawn. The fawn of Donna.
Funny, I've never thought that was used in any good context.
Right. No, that sounds so.
No, that was
wrong.
A science Bond, terminology right? in like in a science movie that you sat in class and we were half asleep or yeah.
right. So I have so we
and
we,
Dave. Oh. We have Dave.
Yeah, we have Dave. Yeah. Dave looks super hot tonight too. Oh, yeah. I got.
I know. I like the scruff.
The rugged scruff. Oh yeah. Lucky Mike.
Don't worry. Don't worry. They just got don't that notice how handsome I am. Nice.
There you go.
It's okay.
He's yes, and Jeff's got scruff too. He doesn't carry it off the same way as you do. I don't know what it is.
Unless you're Jeff, you can come here to get some good compliments. Right? Feel better.
Unless you're Jeff. My self-esteem and confidence is good.
Oh. Wait a minute. Every time somebody says, and who's the beautiful person to your whatever... you know it's Donna. You don't go, it's Rita. So shut up, Jeff.
Hit the bell.
Anyway, so last week we started on, I found this internet thing, this internet website that talked about things you should do. I started with my 50s, wanted to see what I should be doing in my 50s, which I don't agree with a lot of them, and then your 40s, and then I went, well, let's see what you should have been doing in your 30s, and then let's just throw everything in the water and let's see what we were supposed to be doing in our 20s. So we did our 20s last week.
Yeah, and I'm not agreeing with it because I didn't do half that shit in my 20s.
Yeah, well, we already established that you were ahead of your time.
It's just probably, just different.
You're born in the wrong era, maybe, or just, it's great.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, the one thing that resonated with me is, and I think it's something that we didn't deal with or nobody talked about, but it was mental health. And you know what? Nobody had peanut allergies either. So I don't know what the fuck happened.
Well, they did.
They just sucked it up. They just died.
Darwinism.
I just swell
Darwinism.
Up.
Darwinism. They didn't care. It's like, oh, peanuts? Oh, okay.
Oh, bye. He's dead. Jimmy's dead. What happened? Oh, peanut allergy. And he's back from peanut butter sandwich.
My bad.
We don't want the neighbors to know. We don't want the neighbors to know he's got peanut allergies.
It was tuna or peanut butter.
Or Jimmy.
I'm not giving up my crunchy for nobody.
Anyway, that's not funny. No.
Poor Jimmy.
So I have a new list today.
Yeah. A longer list.
Yeah, this is 30 things you should do in your 30s. So
30
we cannot
things. Wait till we then get to 50. Then we do 40s at 40?
And then it's 50 or 50.
What about 60s? Or one for 60?
I'm not fucking going there. I'll be lucky if I make it there.
You're lucky she makes it there. Yeah,
why do I care? So what I was going to say, though, is I need to know this, first and foremost. Do you still have your shit together?
Yes.
What week are we in?
7 weeks. We're 7 weeks
in. 7 weeks with having your shit together.
You know what?
Your new man.
Next week?
It's still questionable. I don't care what you say. It's still questionable. I don't know. He comes here.
Thanks
like,
for the
okay,
vote of confidence, Dave. Yeah.
Well, he has a bad hip, so I don't know what's going to happen when he can move. He's the one with the hook in his
We are in COVID lockdown, so that helps him a little
it
bit.
Does.
Stay on
the right track.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we are working, and we have rapid tests, and we're complying to all the shit that they whatever. I think I'm 6 feet tall and bulletproof because I've lived through it. Anyway.
And you've got your shit together. Donna's got her shit together.
I don't know if I'd go that far. God help me if I ever have
it. I think they're getting it together. That's Dave's the whole point of this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Dave's been doing it the longest. He's been going since 19.
What? He's been getting his shit together since 19?
Yeah.
He's on the other side.
What are you talking about? I was mature when I was in my 20s, but I got immature when I was in my 40s. Let me tell you.
I got real immature.
I did that too.
But you know what? I find that, like, so at your 50s, we'll go back to the 30s. And my 30s were not fun. I was a mom. I was in my second marriage, barely hanging on to that. Yep. Roadshow. And not that, I mean, we had some good years, don't get me wrong, but I found my 30s were my absolute worst decade. Now, if I had had this list, it might have been very different.
Right. So, what's on that list?
I don't think I want to think this far ahead.
Well, it's too bad. Number one, start planning for your 30s.
It's coming faster than you think.
I know.
Plan, right? Exactly. All right, first one is create a budget. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
And budget? That should be taught
you should do that
at a young
I did that
age. You should
20s.
Do that in high school.
I did the budget thing in my
20s. Yeah, but you were married. You had
2.1
so kids and a dog and a picket fence.
True,
and
I think,
and it was a nice fence, Dave.
This kind of talks like 30s. I did things in my 20s that people do in their 30s, I think, now.
Well, I think that's where you were
my
in your
generation
life, right?
Yeah, you were ahead.
I was more mature at a younger age.
I wasn't.
And then I changed. But
they should teach budgets in high school.
They absolutely should.
They 100%. Should teach a lot more.
Yes.
Life skills.
Yeah, maybe the mental health part would go with that as well. How to manage some of the mental health stuff that you're dealing with today,
too. Before they try and pump you full of meds.
Oh,
right?
God, yeah.
Like how to sign your name in cursive. Do you know
they
how to do that?
They have stopped teaching cursive.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
You know what's really cool about that? Is that we can write code.
That's true.
Is this our version of the Morse code? 30 years, it'll be absolutely obsolete.
No, but that's so bad because that's how we even got to where we are today was through the written language.
Yeah.
You watch, they type everything. Right. You watch 20, 30 years, every kid's going to know how to code.
Yeah.
Like computer code.
True. That's true.
Well,
that's
they'll fine, have, but he should still be able to just
dictate vocally. And I mean, which we can do now. Right. I mean, you don't have to really type. You don't have to spell. Right. You don't need to know anything.
But what happens to the English language?
I write a love letter.
I worked with a guy. He says he never used a check. He doesn't know how to write a check.
Oh, my God.
And he's 34.
Wow.
How do you sign a kid? How do you sign a birthday card?
They do it with their initials. That's it. And it's.
I'll fucking code it.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's just a scribble. It's like, oh, that's
when I was in my 30s, though, and I worked in insurance, and I spoke into a dictaphone. And then my secretary would take it.
Jeff. A dictaphone. Jeff. Not a dick, Jeff. Not she didn't speak into a dick at work. Although in those days, she probably could have. Yes. And you probably got promoted for it. Right? Today, you'd go to fucking jail.
Thank God.
And then my secretary would put her earplugs, her earphones in, and she'd listen to it, and she'd type it. So sure. Really, even back then, there was no need to actually physically write.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, back to our 30s. What we should? What the hell should we have done?
The other
in
thing
our 30s?
Too is exercise regularly. That's when you and I did that 12-week program. I was in my 30s.
You were in your 30s? Yeah. I was
33.
My 40s.
I have 40s. Taught that to my kid. Oh, no, since she was born.
Good.
Exercise.
I keep working on it. Still every day on it.
I used
not every day. Jesus.
But you'll go for a walk or something like that.
Yeah. Be physical. It should be part of your life.
Do you guys really need a duster over there, though? I thought you did.
You know what? If you make it part of your routine, you never have to. It's just ingrained in you, right?
Yeah, I think it was my late 30s.
Make it your lifestyle.
That's one of those. When I decided it's time to get serious about exercise and do it regularly. I did a bit in my 20s, but I wasn't too serious about it. And then I got out of it, and I was too busy. And then finally, when I realized the weight wasn't coming off, and I think around your 30s.
I worked out in my teens. I worked out in my 20s. I worked out in my 30s. Separated my 40s. Went fuck that. Didn't get me anywhere. Took up eating. Nailed it. Now in my 50s, I'm seriously considering going back to the gym.
I think that's another thing that's really good for COVID. For mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a big 100%. Thing for mental health.
Yeah, I agree.
When
100%.
We were younger, the
boxing's great for that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
When we were younger, you didn't have the gyms all over the place. You were either going to the Y, and then the
Darby's
Club came around.
Darby's in Paris, remember that?
That's right.
You can walk, you can run. There's so many options. Yeah, you don't have to have the gym.
Can't swing a cat without hitting a gym.
Put a pair of sneakers on. Off you go.
There you go.
Get serious about paying off debt. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
In your 30s. Well, probably student debt.
I've already started
debt.
Getting payment charges for my
student
debt. So.
It's all about budgets.
You know what? Mm-hmm. And I think paying off your debt, like the credit card debt, because you were buying $160 pair of jeans when you didn't have $160 because your rent was half
That's
your rent.
That's always going to be there. That's always you're always going to have credit.
Don't
card
buy
debt.
What you can't afford.
Yeah, but the That's problem is to it's say. Too easy. Yeah, I agree with it's you.
I don't know. My debt beat that into my head.
Credit cards go a long way.
They do, and they keep coming after you.
The bank, they print money every day.
Yeah. Like, what do you think is keeping this economy afloat?
So a little bit of debt. Consider buying instead of renting, to your point, in the 20s.
Oh, this is kind of what we talked about last week.
So you've got 10, in your 20s, you've got time to start budgeting for that now, to be honest.
And saving for
so
that.
So if you create a budget, so really to create your budget, we should move to your 20s. They're wrong here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you have a 20, then you're in your 30s, whatever.
It's called the ReadaNet now, not the internet.
Yeah. Well, it always was. The reading. You just keep going to find something that agrees with you. Do more cooking at home.
I agree
with
that.
Well, save money, budget, and healthier, and exercise. It's all hand in hand.
And you should be spending quality time together with the one that you love.
Well, I think if you got a family of kids, kids, in your 30s, that's you should be cooking at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to become natural. Like that's just going to happen.
The husband
you're
should cook the meal because the woman's out. He's decided to be the stay-at-home guy and be kept. Or like,
hey, I'd be down.
Oh,
for that.
That's my dream.
Yeah. It's your dream. That's right. Did we talk about gender roles already?
We'll get to the 60s. You can do that. The husband stays at home, looks after the invalid wife or whatever. All right, stop your bad habits.
Which one?
No wonder. I didn't know that was supposed to happen in my 30s.
Was I supposed to do that then? Wow.
Right? I had no idea. I would be way further ahead.
Actually, that did happen in my 30s.
You had bad habits?
I quit smoking.
Oh, that's a good one.
I quit smoking in my 20s.
Were you a hardcore smoker?
You smoked?
Yeah, I smoked.
Yeah. So I was 26.
Like hardcore?
I smoked for 25 years.
You know what my generation's fucking problem is? The worst thing
to do to quit. It's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, all the vapes and the Juuls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are Juuls?
The vaporizer, like the nicotine vaporizers. That's my generation's problem.
Right. And I think that's once they get to the 30s, they're going to realize, I got to get off this. This is crazy.
It's bad enough the countries are banning them.
Well, they're not good for you. I don't even understand why you would do that.
What, vape?
Yeah, it's silly.
Well, certainly not.
It's
not as bad as cigarettes.
It's a nicotine vapor.
I think so. Oh, I don't know. Is it vaping?
But that's not nicotine.
Can we vape on the air?
Pot. Marijuana. Yeah.
Can I vape cast?
No, I don't have it now. Riley ran out and took it.
We gotta get some. Go to the. Hey, really briefly, I met a lovely lady last night. I was lost in the wrong end of Paris, and I. Pulled into a parking lot, asked directions, walked into this place that
you
I thought was a
bar. You knew exactly where you were.
And it was called
Look at the smile on his face.
You grew up in Paris. God.
This place was called Chillin' Buds. I thought it was a bar. But they're selling
There's no bars open.
I know they're selling pot in there now. I didn't, I forgot.
Oh, there's pot shops everywhere.
But a lovely, beautiful woman works there. And
suffice to say, she will be going back.
You like pot?
Oh, you have to talk just for that.
Did you ask her out?
No, I started off great. I came out in the first round, and boom, 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 a couple of good combos, and then I kind of went. I got
tripped over your words.
Took off. Yeah, I got tripped up.
How old was she?
She looked my age.
Ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you should tell her to listen so she can get to know who you are.
I did because she's had their.
She'll run. She will run.
listen to Vodka Friday Night. Say if you listen to Vodka Friday Night, say I said come back next week. And I'll buy a hat. If you like the show, you give me a hat. If you don't like the show, I buy the hat.
And so we're gonna get you laid yet.
I'm surprised his penis still works after all the sex he's had. You guys don't know the fucking half of it.
Karma hasn't taken it yet, right?
That's why we.
He's gonna be that dirty old man. I got blue pills. Exactly.
That's why God invented Pfizer.
Something hasn't taken it.
He's lost half his teeth.
What do you mean this isn't a pot
That's
place?
That's not Tic Tacs in my pocket.
I am ready to go. You got 4 hours?
And I just have to take a half. It's amazing.
So, Jeff, we'll revisit Stop Your Bad Habits later in our 50s. This one I found interesting and I thought a little bit weird because this would be so up your alley, though.
She's pointing at me.
pointing at Donna. Invest in quality kitchen essentials.
Yes.
Oh, she's got that on absolutely. The
lock.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Is that when you started?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think so.
I think you'll have them for a lifetime.
Yeah. Like a mixing bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like my KitchenAid.
She's fueled my addiction.
It's a steak piece.
I love
piece.
Good kitchen stuff.
It's on your counter, and you will use that for
good
a lifetime.
Steak knives? No, you'll have things like that.
God forbid. So we were talking about building a storage thing in the kitchen, and I said, well, why don't you put you never use the fucking KitchenAid.
No, I use it, but not all the time.
She uses it at Christmas. So I said, let's put it
I seen a cool kitchen design that has the KitchenAid in a cabinet.
And it pulls out on a shelf.
Out and comes up.
Yeah.
So
but God
I had a shelf in my old house for that.
God forbid the KitchenAid is not displayed on the counter.
That's what they got for Christmas for KitchenAid. Right?
That's what it's
so
there for.
So she said, well, put the KitchenAid in the cabinet. And I went,
no, you have
no,
to show
that's
us.
A staple.
Yes.
That's,
look, we
that's
have.
A statement piece in a kitchen. That's like,
as if she spent a whole paycheck on it.
That's like a great purse or a great pair of shoes.
Yeah, you'll have that forever.
Like,
But do you use
don't
it a lot,
don't put baby
though?
In the corner.
How often do you use it?
I don't bake.
Special
I'm the shittiest baker on the planet.
Not even that many.
I probably use it
Christmas.
I don't bake anymore. I used to bake a lot, but I don't because who's going to eat it?
Well, you're too busy cleaning the house. That's why I should be coming over.
To eat the baking. Can we put pot in it? I have a friend. I have a new friend.
There's lovely,
she could hook us up.
So I don't even cook, but I do agree that you should get cookware.
We should do a podcast while Donna makes pot cookies.
That would be good.
I think that would be fucking hilarious.
Or just eat them beforehand.
Get to know yourself again. I found this interesting because I still don't know myself.
So I've been doing
shit.
I've been doing it since
I
was
19. Well, you can start. It might not take you to your 40s,
but
again.
You can start. Get to know yourself again. You knew yourself?
Fuck no.
Yeah, but in the 20s it said, wasn't
you
one of those.
You know,
love yourself.
Yeah, you think you know who you are in your 20s, but I thought it was really mature in my 20s. It really was.
But does
So was I.
I feel like every decade.
I was there, like, Jeff.
Every
not.
Decade, you go through new things.
Yeah, you gotta meet new people.
You go through marriage.
I don't think you'll ever be the same person.
You know what? I wish you guys could be more like me now and have your fucking shit together.
No thanks.
Maybe that's it. Maybe I don't have my shit together. Maybe that's what
I'm starting to question. Is nodding his head behind you?
People in glass houses.
Reevaluate your career path.
At 30?
I agree with that. Yep. In your 30s.
If you're unhappy. 39.
Yes.
I think
if you're unhappy in it.
Yeah. No. I think if I was happy, I would continue.
Yeah. Exactly. No. It doesn't say quit your job.
Evaluate.
Okay. But
reevaluate.
Here's what I think.
But I'm too busy trying to get to know myself in my 30s, and now I got to reevaluate my job.
Like, it's a lot.
What else is I got to do that
no
I
wonder
didn't
we
do? Fuck, I forget all this shit.
The internet's telling you what to do, Jeff.
I don't know. It's called the ReadaNet.
I didn't write this.
I find
because my printer's broken.
A lot of people now, younger generation, they're not getting into the career path until they're 30.
Yes. Right.
Because they've gone through so much school. So you can't really reevaluate when you're just getting in.
It's a lot of pressure. Wait till the next one. Quit comparing yourself to others. That's fucking pressure, man.
I'm still doing that now.
I don't. I never have.
I don't think you should ever compare yourself to anyone.
I think I'm learning not to. I feel like it's a bad habit.
The only thing I look at is people to aspire to. Not compare to, but aspire to. So you can look at people and go, okay, you know what? Here's what they've done right. Here's things I can emulate, but you should never compare yourself and go, oh, I'm not as good as them.
I think that's another big generational thing, because our generation is like the big social media generation, and you know, there's everybody, you know, edits themselves and all these models and shit all over everything that we get taught in middle school.
We had that.
We did. Yeah. We looked at magazines.
We
did.
And you know what? And there's lots of women that we know that compare themselves to other women.
I should.
That's a lot of fucking pressure,
man. Men compare themselves to men too.
I should be photoshopped.
I think a lot of my guy friends.
Like everybody does.
Do.
I don't compare myself to any man.
I don't compare myself to anybody. I am unique.
You are a unicorn.
I am a, you know, your mom's the unicorn.
Yeah, I'm the unicorn.
Remember?
She's like, yeah, and don't you forget it.
Yeah. Take your vitamins.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I do every day.
Yeah. Forgive yourself for your past mistakes. I didn't know you
still
made
doing
mistakes
that.
In
still
your
doing fuck. That. Still
yeah, I suppose. Oh yeah, yeah. You made a lot of mistakes
in
your
20s. I'm sorry.
That's just for the pool.
Yes. I'm sorry. I dated that Baptist girl. I did take a Baptist girl out once.
How fun!
When
was
I
that?
Got to the house,
you didn't get lucky. But maybe she was like you, like second gen. Yeah. You know?
Well, I think she was, you know, I think it was an anger issue she had with her father, obviously, because he was the big Baptist guy. Because I went, he said, are you Baptist? And I went, I can spell it. I said, I've been baptized.
It's a hard no.
I'm not a practicing religious fellow, but it's nice to meet you anyhow, sir. It's like fucking lightning's going to come through the roof of God and fury and everything. But so I did sleep with his daughter despite him.
Did you? Okay.
And then well, she started it.
How'd that work out?
She started it.
Well, did you change my name and my address?
Yeah. I moved back to Paris. Oh,
that's a pretty big cult, that Baptist cult.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, I'll tell you. I was frightened.
Good thing she didn't end up pregnant, because she probably wasn't on the pill.
Oof. See, everybody knows I practice safe
it's
sex.
A thing. That's a secondary thought.
He would never have even asked. He wouldn't have cared. Get
you
serious
mean,
about
a child.
What's the next one, Rita?
Get serious about your relationships. That's probably more
at
of 30? A man thing.
At 30?
Well, I tried.
You're 30 to 39, right?
Which
I tried.
Because I think women already jump in pretty serious
but
about
relationships.
But it says relationships.
It might be friendships in there. Yeah.
I'm reading this as relationships. Like
I was single for much of my 30s.
I'm reading it like that, too.
Well, I think if you're still single in your 30s, you are thinking, I should start getting serious about
my shit together.
I should get my shit together and either get serious about this relationship or something.
I feel like I keep saying this.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I feel like I keep saying this, but our generation's very different. Like, I know a lot more people that don't want to get married than those that do.
No, that's cool. I think,
but I think that's going to change when you hit your 30s.
Yeah, but there are the stats of women. Like, I was in a long story short, I was in a class and we were talking about how things have changed over generations and decades, and the spike in women that aren't getting married, that aren't having children, blah, blah, blah.
But are they in committed relationships?
Yeah.
It doesn't talk about that because it's not marriage. Marriage is like the big thing, right?
See?
You're legally bound
pretend
to somebody.
Husband.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Fake wedding, pretend husband is the way to go.
Well, okay. And I think true. Like, you can have it all and not be married.
Absolutely.
You can have a relationship. You can have kids. You can have the white picket fence and the dog.
I feel like it's so much more career driven now.
True.
Yeah.
And marriage is, it's a piece of paper for a lot of people. It's just a paper.
You know what? It doesn't mean commitment because believe me, I can tell you a story.
And look at the divorce rates. I don't think that's very encouraging.
You know what I will say, even though I've been a serial wife, which we've established, I will say that I still believe in the institute of marriage. It's nothing that I necessarily aspire to do, but it's not off the table for me because I still believe there's something to be said for promising somebody in front of God and a bunch of people that you'll be married to them for the rest of your life. That's a pretty big compliment to pay.
That's
to somebody.
How I've always felt about it.
Yeah.
It's the promise.
It's a huge compliment to be paid.
You know, even now,
that is loaded. That's loaded and could be full of letdown.
It's full of shit.
It can be.
No, and then the other side of it,
there are some marriages that work and they're great.
It's romantic. Yeah, it's true.
I think you need to be together long enough to
appreciate
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you have as good a shot.
At the end of days, maybe I'll get married.
Here's what I think, and I was married for a very long time. It doesn't necessarily mean shit.
No.
You can say you're married all day long.
Yeah. And I get that. Like, trust me, because I've been on. Yeah. I mean, I haven't been successful at it.
But I was 21 years married.
But it's still
really.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
But it didn't mean shit.
Hold on.
To him, but maybe to you, it did.
To me, it did.
Then that's all I'm talking about. Is to
okay, fair
to
enough.
Me. It still means something. It does. Yeah. It, again, it would be not like I would never be that chick that says, okay, if we're not getting married, then I'm out. I think a relationship has to progress. I think you can't just stay where you are or why. Like, so it either needs to move to other phase, whether you live together or whatever it is you decide to do, but the relationship needs to progress. Whether that's to marriage or not, doesn't matter to me at this stage of my life.
No, I agree.
But I do believe in the institution. I do.
Yeah, if you live together, you end up common law married anyways. So,
yeah.
You know.
That's too bad that you feel that way.
I just think, you know what, for me, I took it seriously. I, you know, if I was married, I was married, and that was important to me. Clearly, it wasn't to my partner.
Yeah, because you both should carry the torch the same height.
Well,
yeah, you absolutely should. That's a good way of putting it, actually. That's a really nice way of putting
it. But like,
no, shut up, Jeff. There, that's good. No, shut up, and feel free to drink. See doctor regularly. I've never been good at that because I just think, fuck, you know what?
Probably in my 30s, I did more of that.
Women need to go once a year, hands down, 100%.
Unless you get a hysterectomy, then you do not.
Yeah. That's not in your 30s.
That's another show.
True, that wasn't your 30s. Yeah.
That's in her 50s. We'll discuss that again when we get to our 50s.
I'm still baffled by that one.
What's that? Does your doctor regularly?
Or yeah.
I don't know. I remember.
Is that a lot of work for you?
I think you should, though, actually.
It's once a year.
So,
I really think at 30 depends where you are in your life. Not that I found it difficult to get to the doctor, because I think it was much easier to get into your family doctor back then.
Yeah. Yes.
That's a big issue.
Yeah. Yes. And
mine's super easy. And he's got a rock star name. I
get your
freaking love him.
Blood pressure taken. Yes. Get your blood work done. It's not a huge commitment. It's once a year.
Yes. It could save your life.
No, I should be doing it more now.
Yeah. Well, that could, we'll get there.
I totally save your life.
What they're saying is the discipline of getting used to looking after yourself. Right?
What are we doing? Like, it's free healthcare.
Degree,
why are we not using this?
It's not free, buddy.
People are. I don't know if it's a fear factor or.
Fear of the unknown. I think for a lot of guys don't want to know.
You leave that too long, you're screwed.
That's exactly it.
Get that.
It'll fall off.
Get in there.
But if you have no reason to be to go,
okay. But you can go and find out.
Oh, I thought we were talking about something else.
Find it. Blood pressure's through the roof, and you didn't know.
Oh, no, I know mine's through the roof.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Or your cholesterol's high, or whatever the case may be.
I go get Botox for my family doctor, too, eh? And he makes me do my blood pressure. He goes, Rita, we got to do something. And I go, if I, you know, went to the gym, which we revisit in our 50s, that's something you should do in your 50s.
If I didn't binge drink on Fridays.
Right? Well, and that's not going to change, right? He goes, how much do you drink a week? This last appointment. He goes, how much do you drink in a week? How much? You're opening an alcohol company. How much do you drink in a week? And I go, like through the week, and I said not that much, and I go, but in one day, I don't know, 40. 10 to 15 drinks, and he went, in one day, you know, that's called binge drinking.
Binge,
and I went,
yeah.
I know. Yep. I'm 50.
Really good at it.
Of course I know what it is.
Really,
I said, it's
at.
So much fun. Anyway,
you
call your
on Friday.
Yeah, right. We should bring his wife. VodkaFriday.ca. Call your parents more often.
Absolutely,
I do think it starts then, because you don't know how long. I lost my mom at 30, and that fucking sucked. It just did.
You don't want to regret anything either.
I
got to
tell
you,
I called my mom and dad every day.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
She did.
My kids are good. They call me every day. Well, like, truly,
what
almost.
What do they call you, Donna?
Shut the fuck up. Rita?
Shut up, Donna.
Shut up.
That'd be weird.
What? Who's Donna? Yeah. How'd that happen? Stop spending so much time on social media. I agree with that.
I think everybody
that should happen
is bad.
I fucking agree with
everybody
that.
20, 30, 40, 50. Stop.
This one's retarded. Stop. Hang out with your in-laws. Fuck that.
No, no.
Hang out with your in-laws.
No, that's weird.
It is weird.
No.
Don't you
no,
think
it's
that's
not.
A weird thing?
I,
no, that's
I
weird.
Like hanging out with
well,
my son-in-law.
My ex-in-laws, I used to try and play
really
well
at 30? You don't have
30s.
A son-in-law. Oh,
I do. My son-in-law is 35. My son-in-law is 35, so he's hanging out with his in-laws. He loves hanging out with us, actually.
Well, what the fuck?
I like hanging out with you.
See,
yeah.
Sloan's having a ball. Look at her.
I am. I love my boyfriend's parents. They're cool cats.
You're comfortable with adults.
I always have been. I'm an only child, so.
I don't want to say that. I'm an adult. Okay?
I was raised
Secrets
by
out.
A million adults.
Yeah,
I really was.
You're an old soul, for sure.
I think so.
Eat more vegetables.
Absolutely.
I'm trying, still.
So. And go to the doctor.
Go to the doctor, eat more vegetables, hang out with your in-laws. Fucking what could go bad?
No, like
the in-laws
hang
out.
The 30s is the healthy time for you, I think. That's what
I'm getting from
these. You get
shit together. The mortality is starting to creep up.
The mortality.
It's true. You hit your 30s, it's like, I better get my shit together.
Look at the next one. Start thinking about retirement.
At 30.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't,
saving money. You got it.
So I'm going to.
Not if I'm buying a house.
I'm going to say
that. That's saving money.
When the crochet didn't work and the fucking coloring didn't work.
I really
I
wish I had known about the crochet.
I cannot believe you joined the crochet club.
I did.
You needed a crochet
I
support
have all
system.
In there.
That
you
is
want
so lame.
Them.
You need the CSS, the crochet support
fuck,
system.
I don't even know what I needed.
I
but
used
not
to be
that.
A member of it, but I quit.
So what I ended up doing as well is I got my life insurance licenses and my mutual fund licenses. So what I will say to this, anybody that's listening, if you want to know how money works, it's very, very easy. You take your interest rate and you divide it by 72. So if your money is invested at 12% and you divide that by 72, your money will double every 6 years. So the more money you have in at a younger age and the time that you get compound interest to work is to your advantage. So if you've learned nothing else today but this, then you're welcome.
That is one thing I did start to do in my 20s. Yep. I was investing.
I opened a TFSA.
Good for you.
That's about it.
It's a start.
It's a great
somewhere.
Start.
Start somewhere.
My dad made me buy an RSP at 19.
Yep. RSPs are not always the right investment.
No, but,
thing.
But
25
really
years
thing,
ago they were.
Yeah.
It was a good way to start.
I don't think we. Well, if you make under $50,000 a year, for you to invest in RSPs is ridiculous because you're not going to get enough money back.
But for him, it was more of a. Put your money aside.
Yeah.
Whether it was that or some other investment, right?
What I would recommend to people in their 30s is you sit down with somebody who has their shit together financially, ask what they do, and then sit down with an investor.
Yeah,
but
really
at least
should.
Get some knowledge about what you should be doing. Because there is and that goes for 40s and 50s as well. There is so much that people just don't know. I didn't until I studied it. And at first it was like studying Greek, for Christ's sakes. I didn't understand the language. And I'm no dummy. But when you start reading with that shit, you're like, what? And it's dry.
But this is another thing that schools really should focus on teaching kids, because this kind of stuff intimidates the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And I say here,
my daughter,
like, what are half the words that just came out of your mouth?
Yes.
And you know what? To my daughter's credit, she called up a friend who's a banker of mine and said, what should I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, help me. Mm-hmm. Help me learn. Right?
I'm not a big fan of investing at banks, by the
way. I understand that, but it was a good friend of ours. And you know what?
It was a good start.
I'm going to tell you why. A bank will lend you money and they will charge your interest. They will take your money that you invest in them and then they will reinvest it.
Yep.
They will promise you 4% while they're making 16%. Yep. They keep the spread. And if you run those numbers, somebody that if it's 6% and 12%, I mean, they're gonna make $640,000 and they're going to give you 40 grand of it and keep 600. The bank does not have your best interest at heart.
No, they don't.
Go
and
to
if
a
you
financial
call them
planner.
On that, if you say that right to a bank manager's head or right to his face, he gets his back right up and he'll be like, you know, you go, no, the old style banking used to, because their bottom line was based on true accounting. Now, Now it's gone out the window. Leveraging's involved now, and there's too much future shit.
We're going to take your money. You're going to invest it. Then what you know we're going to do when we reinvest and make lots of money, we're going to re-lend your money back to you in a form of a mortgage or in loans or line of credit, and then we're going to charge you interest on your money. It's such a racket, and you need a bank. Don't get me wrong.
And we're
going
to print more.
Yeah.
Because now we're so far in debt, that's all we can do to keep rolling.
Yeah. I mean, I get that we need banks, but you do not need a bank for your investment. There are people that know what to do more, and the banks don't have the ability to do it because they don't have the licensing.
Maybe we should do a Learn with Rita episode.
We should.
I'm telling you.
For all the youngsters like me.
Some people Google iRitaNet.
RitaNet.
Just call me. Start flossing. That's important. Start flossing.
Stop flossing
you only
when
get,
you're a kid.
Right. You only get one set of teeth.
Never
have you ever seen
floss.
People with fur teeth? Oh, my goodness. And I'm
never
always
floss.
Like,
I
oh,
don't understand
here,
it
let's
either.
Let me get you a floss, a pick. Here's a stick. Here's a stick out of the ditch. Anything. Pick up that shit away.
Every anomaly that way, though. So she goes to the dentist
every time
and
I
like,
go to
you floss every
they're
day.
They're like, oh, my God, you must floss all
my,
the time.
Yeah, we my dentist is the same with me. Yeah. Say, you're such good at flossing. It's like, I don't freaking floss. Yeah.
Do you?
Nope.
What do you do?
I
brush pretty vigorously.
I brush the shit out of that stuff. Yeah.
And I floss when I get shit stuck in my teeth.
Yeah, I do too.
Don't floss?
No,
really?
I don't floss.
Yeah. But in your 30s,
stuck in there.
From
and I've got every one of my teeth, and my dentist thinks I've got great teeth. And yeah. And they think
you ever get
I
food caught between?
Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
You do have nice teeth, by the way, dude.
Thank you. I've got a nice
smile. Let me see your smile.
I was
going
to say something.
Nice teeth, great ass.
Good scruff.
I keep trying.
I got a spare cord.
Get that daddy look going on now.
How do you like the scruff, Mike?
Yeah. Yes, daddy.
It is. It's very becoming on him.
Oh,
right?
I'll tell you.
Read nutritional labels. That's important.
Absolutely.
Because they put a lot of shit
no,
in their food.
If I don't
I've
have
been
my
doing
glasses,
that from
I
day
can't
one.
Now.
But you know what? Unless that's all. You
don't buy
have
anything
to.
In a package then.
Just start planning your family. With I suppose if you haven't had an accidental
yeah, but you so choose to have a family.
I did that earlier.
It's called safe sex.
Yeah, that's good.
Make your bed every day. So I'm going to actually give another shout out here.
100%.
There 100%. Is.
Riley makes your bed?
No. You want to know why? Here, if you make your bed every day and you have had a terrible day after that and you accomplish nothing else that day, at least you can go home and see that you accomplished one task and that's your bed.
Exactly.
There is a commencement speech. That is University of Texas, 2014.
Yeah.
It was done by Admiral William McRaven. It is the best commencement speech you could ever listen to, and it starts with make your bed.
Make your bed. That's right.
That
make
is one.
Here's
thing.
Another
every
trick
day.
I've taught Sloan, and believe me, I'm not a guru on shit, but
yes, you are.
If you're going to do schoolwork, do it in an organized space.
I blame
your brain will not be organized.
I blame
your
her
space
so heavily for this because
she's a little OCD.
I have reached a point where I can't get anything that I'm supposed to get done until I have
everything
done the
in
dishes,
a row. Everything in a row.
Clean my desk. I don't know if it's an excuse for procrastination or what, or if it's OCD
it's
or I don't know what the hell it is. But everything, I have to do everything before I
Donna,
do
you
my
have OCD?
Schoolwork
your head.
Or
I'm
whatever.
I'm not
going to
say that, but
it clears
I'm
your head.
Pretty
very,
particular.
She's pretty
but,
particular.
But it's right. It clears your head. If you sit in a space that's organized, you're not looking around at, oh my
everything,
God, I'm
everything
in mayhem.
Has a place.
Right?
My boyfriend
has a place for everything, and everything has a place.
My
and it better be in it.
Friends and my boyfriend look at me like I'm crazy. Yeah.
Oh, you're not.
No, if I was going to go to somebody's house
you got your shit
and their
like
place
me.
Wasn't tidy, it would be something you would
so I go
stay
in a lot
at.
I go in a lot of people's houses. Just remind
I mean,
me,
if I was dating
in my
somebody.
Career,
if I had a pretend husband.
In my life, I see a lot of
my door's
people
always
how
open,
they live.
Dave.
And I can always tell the type of person they are by if they've made their bed. I just walk it. If I see they have their unmade bed, I just know their personality. They're the type of people that I just wouldn't. They don't get their shit together.
I pseudo
they don't
make
have
my
their
bed.
Shit
that's the one thing that I've
make
only started
if they
to do.
If they have their bed made, that tells me they've got their shit together. Right. I don't care whether
Dave,
they make a
and for the
big
last
dollar
weeks.
Or they're on
so
ODSP,
I only
70%
have my
shit
together.
Yeah. Together.
Yeah. Google commencement peach, Texas, make your bed. Watch it. I
so
watched
Jeff,
it with my kids. I watch it every year.
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes, so I do.
And
ever since what? You got
it's
your shit
brilliant.
Together?
No, I've
it's encouraging.
He started making it about 7 weeks
seven
ago.
7 weeks ago. It's been solid.
He could use a female touch in his house. We should all go over one day with a and sort of
no, I've done
touch
some
it up.
Zhuzh
it up.
I've done some.
We'll do a queer eye for the straight guy kind
of
thing.
I'm in the middle of painting and decorating too.
Are you?
And I've even
do you need help?
You really have your shit together.
No, I consulted with my sisters.
Okay, good for you.
Because they're they are intelligent.
Okay.
And Marcia's really good with color.
Good.
So I called and told her the colors I was thinking of. I can't even believe I'm saying this.
Well,
the colors, the different
the
colors. No, it wasn't.
He's astonished at his ability
was called,
to get a shit together.
Very Perry. Very Perry.
Very Perry. Is it blue?
It was just
periwinkle.
No, it wasn't periwinkle. Okay. It was a little That's lighter a good thing. Than that. It was called Very Perry, but wasn't periwinkle.
Yeah. Mm.
But I love the blue.
Nice. Oh,
That's
nice.
The new neutral, folks, for 2022. Okay?
You heard it
blue's
here.
Blue's a pretty hip color.
I read it on the reading net.
Actually,
blue's
yeah.
Blue's a pretty hip color right now.
Periwinkle is the color of 2022.
Is that right?
It is the Pantone color.
It's almost like, yes. It's a soft pastel look. And I'm telling you, it's gripping. It made me feel like I was in the Florida Keys.
Wow.
She's going to get the ladies.
And
then,
you know, I'm not getting a lot of
If I could remember
so.
Song lyrics,
would you like
40
to see my
songs
Very
I could have by now. Pilargo, da da da.
Pilargo, Very Perry.
Buy nice clothes. Buy nice clothes in your 30s because you're at the gym.
True.
You're reading the labels. You're eating salads. Like, we've recovered all that.
Well, you're probably working at a job that you should probably portray a certain
right.
look.
So yeah. wear maybe. Nice clothes.
And if you're trying to meet a woman or a man, you want to look presentable.
Right. Yep. Started trying. I wore shitty clothes in my 30s. Like, I had two little boys that were babies when they were 30 when I was born.
Puking
you didn't have
everything.
A fucking pot to pee in. There was no start a travel fund, which is next. And I didn't have nice clothes. Their dad did. I didn't. I was, it just, I've, oh my God. I had the whole bleach stained shirt look nailed.
Cool.
And the funny thing is that I ran into the same fucking person.
That's
I could be
now.
Gardening and need to run out and grab something. And I would run into the same woman. And she always looked like she walked out of a magazine. And I'd be standing there going, fuck, seriously, how does this always happen? I couldn't be uglier.
Right? Can I put sunglasses and a hat on?
It's not even, like, not even. I don't even think
but
I could.
But it makes you wonder, how do some women pull it off so quick and easy?
Well, because they weren't doing the shit I was doing.
You weren't raising
but,
twins.
I mean, she really was.
Basically on
she
their
had
own.
Twins and then another one in her brilliance.
Oh,
geez. But she always
so she was just showing you up
you
on purpose.
Was. It was,
We can't say names, can we?
No, she did our boot camp thing that we did this summer.
Yes, we know. Him.
It was, and she every time I walk, every time I'd go, oh, it's you,
right?
Fuck,
as good as you did last time.
End toxic relationships. Yeah, I did that.
Yep.
Well, I did that in my early 40s.
That was similar to one of the ones in the 20s list, right?
I think that's
I think that's every decade you need
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
You know what?
Cleanse.
You need
you
to
need
purge.
To cleanse.
Yeah.
Purge. That's right. Purge.
Purge.
I think I purged a lot of toxic relationships.
I've been purged.
Get rid of the dead
for
wood.
Sure.
Have you?
I've been purged.
Early on in my 30s. Yeah. I think it was I hit 30 and I went, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Get rid of the negative.
That,
yeah.
And that was just friends.
You're preparing for mortality, right? You can't. You don't have time to deal with that.
Exactly.
Wake up earlier. That's just a waste of time.
Why?
Okay, so
oh,
here's
no,
have
I
to.
Started waking up early.
Okay,
in my
so
40s.
Here's the thing. Here's 40s, the thing. Yeah. If people that sleep in are lazy, mm-hmm. what are people that go to bed early? Lazy?
No, wealthy and wise. That's what it says, the old saying.
Lazy.
No,
because you
that?
Go. What,
healthy,
I'm up
healthy,
to 1 or 2 o'clock
wise.
In the morning.
I'm the same as you, Rita.
Like yeah. because I go to bed late. And I get up later. Like, I get up probably around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
I go to bed at midnight.
Oh, Jesus. I get up
midnight,
at 9.
And I'm still up at 5.
Ew. If it starts with a 5. No.
That's just silly.
No.
Well,
but
that's
each what each own,
all depends.
Right?
Sometimes it's 6. Like, you know.
Sometimes I wake up and then I go back
to
bed.
If you go to bed early, somebody goes sleeps in, everybody thinks they're lazy. What happens if you go to bed early? Are you lazy?
No. No. Tired.
Why not?
Hit the bell.
I'm still in a phase where I need a good 8-9 hours
I
sleep.
I do too. Me too. I'm in that phase.
Yeah.
No, I think for me, I'm
I've
comfortable
been waiting
at
for
5. I'm comfortable at 5 hours sleep.
I can function
oh,
on
yeah.
my
God,
anything
no.
over 5, I'm overslept. I've overslept.
Fuck, I'm
and
tired
I'm
now.
More tired when I wake up.
I think 6, 7, 8, yeah. somewhere in there. I don't need...
I'm
you
good
know,
at,
I don't
good at 5.
10 hours.
You guys
I mean,
make
I
me
certainly
feel bad
will sleep 8 hours.
Bed.
Of
bed.
Anybody
want to come?
If you're no. hungover at a hotel,
well,
then
yeah, there's that.
Just throwing it out there. Nobody even paid attention. How do you like that, Jeff?
Talking.
I get to hear him in the background.
Have emergency fund.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you have a house. You got kids. You have no choice.
$50 bill and a condom in my wallet. Is that what you mean?
Sell one of the kids.
Jeez.
He's
even shutting himself up.
He's shutting himself up now.
He's like, shut up, Jeff.
Yes,
to
he's
himself.
Shutting himself up.
You should just give him the bell.
Work-life balance, focus. Whatever, that should be the
fucking
whole time.
Right. I do that now. The shit together
I was
thing
say,
is starting to make sense.
Right? And the last
this
one is
the stuff you should have done when you were in your 30s,
right.
Jeff.
This is the cascade.
You're supposed
I'm
to do
talking.
This 20
he's,
years ago.
He's just slower to maturing,
exactly.
apparently.
It's 20
no,
years
I am
beyond.
Slow to mature.
Last but not least was get some culture. So I guess go to ballet or go to a fucking opera or go to a,
some ethnic
go to a theater.
Whatever you
art
consider
thing
to be culture. It might be music, might be art, might be
language,
meet some people,
whatever.
Eat modern sushi art, come over to my house. Look at my new pastel walls.
We could.
The very Perry walls.
The very Perry walls. Wow, that's very Perry. I can't wait to use that line for real. I am. I'm going to fucking. I know. No, that color's very Perry. Very. How the fuck Perry do you know that? Jeff?
Jeff said he got it off the reader net. It's got to be right.
The reader net. Oh, my God. Here we go. I'm never going to live this down.
I like that.
Anyway.
That's what they should call
it. So that was
it
our 30s.
That's what you should have done in your 30s.
Fuck,
I could have used these lists. I didn't read. I didn't read labels. I still don't read labels. I just go.
I'm really
good
looking forward to the 40s list. And there's 40 on the
40 and then 50.
Jesus,
40
so we're
on the
40
list.
We're not doing those. Though, are we?
Slow.
No. We're
going to
do them on another
pay attention
podcast.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to try and help you get all this shit done before you're 30.
Okay.
These are. You know what? This
I'm
is
scared, but okay. Here,
this is for the benefit.
I'll give you that $50 bill in my wallet and the condom for Planned Parenthood. And you can have.
Are you saying you're going to give me that cock
for your first trip? It's not. It's new.
I can't even.
It's not an old one.
How old is that condom, Jeff?
Probably not as old as
expire back in the 90s?
4 weeks.
I freshen them up weekly just in case.
You're fixed.
And that
is
Jeff's
maturity.
It's not just about being fixed anymore.
Yeah.
You need a bodysuit today.
You need
or
to
not
your,
to give a
I
shit.
Know.
Pick
you
one. I don't
your
give
COVID
a shit.
COVID papers.
Yeah.
And that's all they care about.
Your COVID papers and a condom.
Right?
COVID papers and a condom.
There's no guarantee, though. It's all these anyways, we're not going to go into COVID shit. No. I feel like I got to tell you, though. I am 6 feet tall and bulletproof. I've had COVID. I've been vaccinated COVID. I can't get. I'm pretty sure. I don't care.
You both are glowing with the day's announcements, and I am. I can't tell you enough how proud I am for both you and happy.
Thank you.
And I can't speak for Dave, but I'm happy.
About
vodka.
Is that on this podcast or the other podcast?
The other
talked
one,
about it. Yeah, the other podcast. Yeah, things are moving along, man.
I have another vodka there.
Yeah, Rita. Yeah. Anyway, that's our 30s. My 30s were the best thing that came out of my 30s were my boys. Wouldn't change it for anything because the best thing I ever did. And I've never, ever, ever wavered on that. They definitely gave me a fucking run for my money in my 40s, let me tell you. But lost my mom in my 30s. Struggled through a relationship in my 30s. Not that I begrudged that either because, like, to your point, I was married for 15 years. And they weren't all bad years. They just weren't. I wouldn't want to go back through it again. I mean, I almost would want to go back through it with the knowledge that you have today because you could screw it up completely differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Epic, more epic.
I look forward to my 30s, but I definitely don't want them to come any time soon.
No.
They can take their time,
wish your time away. I enjoyed my 30s. I had Sloan when I was 34, and, we had a good life. So...
Yeah, I think I coasted through my 30s. Just we had a good life. Like I was building in my 20s, and then my kids were born in my 20s. So I was raising kids all through my 30s.
Yeah.
And I did the scouting thing with my son, and just the T-ball and the whole. We did a lot of those cool things with
That's
kids.
Cool.
So I was a dad through my 30s, and
I
did everything I wanted to do as a dad,
I
liked it.
Raising
I loved every
through
bit
my
of it.
30s. Like I was married at 32, and boom. And three kids later, then I was 44 and out the door. Yeah. It's like a country song, but don't let that melt your hearts at home, folks. I'm happy now.
He has his shit together now.
Okay.
Anyway, we should wrap it up and call an Uber.
Yes, it's awesome. Yeah, it's time for an Uber.
Yeah, good chat. Get out of here. We have two more of these we're going through. Actually, I think they're really interesting. I hope you guys find it interesting. Look, like, follow, share. VodkaFriday.ca. Keep in mind, we've built this very cool movement. We're looking for as many listeners as we can. We appreciate every feedback
and
that you give us.
Stay tuned for the
growing
drinks.
Every day.
And
product.
The drinks are coming
sooner
than later. Yeah. Cannot wait to get them out. We're looking at...
Instagram for updates.
Follow it. Yeah, follow our Instagram for updates. There's a good idea.
Just had a taste test.
Anyway, And
Shannon's going to talk. She's been here all night. Gloria stood me up, folks.
Right.
God damn it.
Shannon won the 50-50, though.
Lucky me.
Tickets in my other pocket.
Anyway, on that note, happy Vodka Friday. Call an Uber.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Cheers, everybody.
Good night.